from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We roll into the 1 o'clock hour of our portion of the WEEI Ness and Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. Alex Cora will join us a half an hour from now. So Alex Cora is in at 1:30, and then I know we're going to close it out with our great friends from findmassmoney.gov. We're over $2.5 million raised right now, ladies and gentlemen. The board will get updated soon enough, and a lot of it was from our friends at the Applebee's, at the Flynn Group, who just came in and presented a check for over $57,000.
That's pretty good.
Where they were raising money in those Flynn Group locations, and you know, we had a great story from Nicole as well.
Great check presentation.
Yeah.
Pretty good. Innovative.
That's
we're the
true.
Most innovative show here.
Well, I mean, when you know, we're the ones that I guess get those big, like, cartoon checks and stuff
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, I love the Happy Gilmore checks.
Oh, I love them,
I feel like they should all come in as Happy Gilmore. And there should be a big, big check, a big bank that only takes those checks.
You and I have
big
known.
Big ATM machine.
Yeah, you and I have known our guy Isaiah from Applebee's for a while. He walks around with a stack of those things.
Yeah.
He's got them in the trunk.
Yeah.
Hey, just print them up and stamp them, and there you go, baby. And it's time to rock. It will be time to rock later on. Red Sox are going to close out their series against the Rangers tonight with a chance to sweep. Of course, really adding a lot of fun, let's say, to the Jimmy Fund festivities is the fact that the Red Sox are playing a better brand of baseball. Game time moved up tonight. It'll be a 6:10 first pitch. Pre-game begins at 5:10 on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Network. Joe Weil will get you game ready, because Jones, Mego, and Arcan will take over for us coming up at 2 o'clock. So we're keeping an eye on the board as it's moving. And also, we're still waiting for Delaware, West Virginia, Oklahoma, Iowa, the Dakotas, and Idaho to come through in making a donation. How about this? Hawaii's already come through.
Yeah.
Alaska has already come through.
Yeah, great people in Alaska.
We're waiting for the Dakotas and Iowa are the ones that are really problematic.
Yeah, I don't what do they have against us over there?
Yeah, I don't know. Oklahoma, they're just Texas's cousin. That's fine.
Yeah, and it's not our fault.
But the Dakotas and Iowa, I would think, will get in.
Now,
I would like to think soon enough.
I do not know this for a fact. I'm going to have to ask Ken Laird about this. Have we ever had a telethon where we did not hit every state? I cannot remember a time where I've not seen every single state green.
And we still have time. So
yes.
Hopefully we can get the rest of these states up and running and able to donate to the Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. All right, joining us now, we have Rob Bruce who is dealing with the renal cell carcinoma, which is a kidney cancer. He's from Raynham. And Dr. Brad McGregor, Director of Clinical Research for the Lank Center for GI. GU, thank you. I can't figure it out. GU. That's the one word I can't say. Do you want to try it, considering you've
left me
hanging on? Say that one right there.
Okay, Genu Torinary.
Yeah, no, that sounded like you were reading it in Japan there. It did not sound normal, but
all
anyway,
right. You know what I you know what
there
I
you go. Guys, thanks for joining us. And Rob, let's start with your story. Where does it begin?
First of all, I have to apologize for my voice because
no worries. We can jack up the mic. Okay. You're good, brother.
This goes back to about middle of April. Just a normal day, and I was leaving for work, and there was some urine, blood in my urine. So I called my wife, and I said, I got to go to this job site, and I got work to do, and she's like, you got to go to the hospital. So I said, okay. So I went to the clinic, Dana-Farber down in Foxborough area. Had some tests done, and
you just went to the emergency room, right?
No, I think it was urgent care.
Okay, yeah. Urgent care. Okay.
So I met with the doctors. They did some more blood tests and did a scan. And I'm sitting on the bed going, my daughter is a nurse, studying to be a nurse in University of New England. I'm sending her the lab results and I'm saying, what does this mean? What does this mean? And then the doctor came back and said, we've found a large mass on your kidney. And everything went dark at that point. I don't recall what I said or what was done, or just remember calling my wife saying, you got to come here. And they got some news that we got to work through.
So how tough was it for you to tell her that?
Oh, I lost it. We were just on the phone joking about a few things. Oh, the doctor's coming in. I'll be home in no time.
Yeah.
And then, a couple of minutes later, I called, and she knew right away that, I couldn't get the words. I said, you need to come. And she goes, she got a friend to drive her there. And that was probably the most difficult, because you just don't know other than they say you've got cancer. You don't know the extent of it. You don't know what's going to happen. And all I could think about was my family and my kids and my wife and everybody. And it was just, became just a dark moment.
Well, and then you lean on guys like Dr. McGregor.
Right.
And then, Doc, where do you kind of pick up in this story?
So, yeah. I came in a little bit later. So, we already had the scans. And,
right.
I think there was some confusion, actually, when he first had the scans. And he had gone to a couple places. And they said, hey, the cancer spread outside of the kidney. This situation where we can't cure it. We need to do immunotherapy or targeted therapy. And I talk with Rob, and I'm like, Rob, it doesn't make sense to me. Like, I don't buy it. I think that this stuff doesn't look like kidney cancer outside the kidney. And so it was a really tough experience, I know, because I'm like, listen, I know this is painful, to wait, but I think we need to, get more information.
Right.
We need to actually go after these other spots, see what's actually happening. I can't assume they're kidney cancer. So, of course, we're relying on our friends at surgical department, so it took a while. And then through a series of events, we actually found out that everything that he was told was kidney cancer outside the kidney wasn't. It was a reactive process, not cancer. So we went from when we first got met, he came to understanding that this was incurable. And now we hope we're in a very, very different situation.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
So what happened? So you finally figure everything out, right? Put the pieces together. And then what?
So, yeah, so then...
Because this is recent, in April.
Right.
Yeah.
So this is happening quick.
Yeah, the next week I went into a bunch of scans and they didn't know what it was. When Dr. McGregor said, it's not presenting like I normally see it. I want to do some thoracic biopsies to rule it out. And, because if we start treatment right away, it could make it worse on scans. So that led to the biopsy, and he calls me up. He goes, I love when I'm right.
I love the confidence.
And you were like, oh, I love it. I wonder what you said.
Me too. I'm happy when you're right too.
Yeah, so they did say that, okay, so you do have kidney cancer, and we're going to remove the kidney. I had that surgery on June 17th. So I was laying in bed watching the Celtics win the championship. The pathology came back on that, and they did say it was a stage 3 kidney cancer. And because of the aggressive nature of the tumor and the higher currents, I believe it was, he said, we're going to start with some immunotherapy.
So, Rob, I do want to ask you, this has been going on for a while now. Now you have 3 kids in college,
right,
who know everything, I'm sure. But what was it like having kids that were a little older but still in those formative teenage years of seeing dad go through all of this?
Yeah, they were very supportive. They were, being older and more mature. It was tough news to accept, but because of who I was getting my care from, they immediately felt positive. And actually, it kind of goes back because I met Dr. McGregor when my dad had bladder cancer. That's how I first met Dr. McGregor. So when I got cancer, I said, well, there's only one guy that I really want to, meet with. The kids knew that was important. They all told me, you're going to do well. You're going to fight this. There was lots of tears, but there's good days, bad days, but overall they're very supportive and say, we're going to move on with this.
So what's next, Doc?
Yeah, so he's had surgery.
Yep.
Right now, we think there's no evidence of any cancer in his body, but we don't know. There could be tiny cells somewhere we don't know about, and so we're actually looking to try to give therapy after surgery to reduce that risk. And so kidney cancer, we have some novel approaches. So we use immunotherapy to try to rev up the immune system, and then there's a really cool trial that we have that's going to open where they take the kidney cancer removed, they look at it, and they find out the mutations that are most abnormal, and they make a vaccine that's just against his cancer type that we then can give with immunotherapy.
So it becomes personalized.
Yeah, it's steer the immune system right to the cancer cell. So it's a personalized vaccine. So just like those Moderna vaccines for COVID,
yeah,
it's the same principle, but for cancer. And so it's going to be hopefully what we're looking to get started on a trial in the near future.
Now, Dr. McGregor, kidney cancer is among the most 10 most common cancers in both men and women. What can you tell us about the disease? And if someone is in the spot like Rob, where he was, I got to go to work, and he's like, no, you need to go to the doctor.
That's a guy
what
thing
are some
too
of the? It is, yeah, very much so. Well, he's got kids in college.
Whatever,
he's got
I'm
3
fine
kids for crying out loud. Like, you got 7.
You
know what
bills
it's like. You know what I mean? But
let some blood in all urine slow us down.
But that's the thing, doctor. Like, what are some of the signs where if they're there, it's like, no, don't ignore it. Don't be tough. Don't go to work. Go to see the doctor.
Yeah. So, I mean, a lot of the times now, kidney cancer is found because you go in for something else, right? You go in, have some weird abdominal pain, they get a scan, they find a mass on your kidney. It's actually quite uncommon to present with symptoms from the mass, and those symptoms can be back pain or blood in the urine. So, often you don't actually have blood you may notice. You may go to a primary doctor, they get screening labs, and there's a little bit of blood in the urine. That shouldn't be ignored, right? You should work with the urologist, work with a team to work that up. When we think about kidney cancer, I just marvel. I came to Dana-Farber 8 years ago. I'd been in the Air Force. And, when I first got here 8 years ago, I was like, hey, I would tell my patient with stage 4 kidney cancer, hey, this is something I can treat, but it's very difficult to cure. And I've been wrong so many times. There are patients now with stage 4 kidney cancer through the research done at Dana-Farber in collaboration with the philanthropy from the Jimmy Fund that we're now curing patients, where cancer spread and we're curing patients. And it's so rewarding to be a part of that and to be here to advocate for
that. Wow, that's great.
That's
unbelievable.
That is big stuff. That's why we are raising the money we are raising today. Rob Bruce, good luck with everything and moving forward. And Dr. McGregor,
uh-oh,
yeah.
Hold on, we got a check.
Small check though.
So my wife,
small check, big number.
Yes, that's what we like.
My wife's family has a business down in Brockton, Mac and Pallet and Trucking, and they would like to donate $500 to.
Well, all right,
there we go. All right, throw it
we
in
love
there.
It.
Very
put
nice.
Put it on the board.
Mac and Trucking, very good job. Give them. Was it one more time there? Where is it again?
Mac and Pallet and Trucking down in Brockton.
All right, there we go.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style.
you get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.